Good afternoon. My name is Kim Summers, and this is the rules hearing for the Washington State Department of Licensing, the Uniform Commercial Code Office, and it is 5 minutes after 10, and there are no public attendees at this meeting. I'll go ahead and start. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding WAC 308, 391, 104, UCC surcharge fees. This hearing is being held in room 3204 of the Black Lake Building 3, Olympia, Washington at 10 o'clock a.m. on May 24, 2016. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 16-09-075, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on April 18, 2016. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the back of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 62A-9A and RCW 62A-9A-526. Once again, my name is Kim Summers, and my title is Program Manager with the UCC Program of the Business and Professions Division. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today. Jerry McDonald, Real Estate Programs Administrator. Dolly Casitas, Management Analyst. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located at the end of the table. You will be called to testify in the order in which you signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has not received written comments on these rules. There will be no oral statements, as no one is present to testify in opposition or in favor of the proposed title. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copy of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.